T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Retail giant Target has announced that it is reducing operating hours at all of its locations in San Francisco. The reason? An alarming level of shoplifting. Mayor Breed, meantime, says that cutting hours is not the answer. Phil, Target is certainly not the only big retail giant that's been caught up in this shoplifting wave.
They aren't. We're going to have to say that a number of stores in San Francisco, including some of the bigger names, are cutting back on their hours. Now, it's not like they announced this, Patty, or what they're just doing is quietly doing it. Initially, it was thought that maybe they were cutting back because, you know, the workers hadn't returned to the offices, so the customers just weren't there after, say, 6 o'clock. But after some people noticed that all the Targets had reduced their hours, they started asking questions. The SF Gate news outlet started asking questions, and Target responded that, yeah, a significant and alarming rise in theft and this and security incidents triggered the reduction in hours. It's not just theft. Organized shoplifting, which is ripping off millions of dollars in San Francisco to the point where Walgreens is even closing stores. It's also security incidents, which translates into mentally ill people, homeless, thefts, whatever, the fact that just people don't feel safe with what's coming through the doors of the stores.
I thought Mayor Breed's response was curious.
To say the least. Basically, what she said was, you know, that this is not necessarily the answer, reducing. What she said was accountability is the answer. What we need to do is we need to hold the people that are behaving this way or stealing this way accountable, that we can't just, you know, cut hours and or in other words, we can't succumb to this. On the other hand, she at the same press event, she was talking about warning people that were coming into San Francisco July 4th, make sure not to lock your valuables inside your car or inside your car's trunk for fear of getting robbed. So on one hand, we're hearing this call for greater accountability. In other words, a crackdown. We need to do something about this. And on the other hand, we're hearing, well, until we do, everybody's on their own and we figure out how you handle it. Stores are already spending up to $1,000 a day for off-duty policemen and other security efforts to try to curb this behavior. But so far, it's just not working.
So were Mayor Breed's comments aimed at the cops, the DA's office? Go make more arrests? Go prosecute these people?
All of the above, but we haven't seen it. First of all, it's very difficult to prosecute some of these things. You know, you saw the video of the guy going into the Walgreens on a bicycle. I mean, how audacious is that? Guy goes into a Walgreens with a bicycle, loads up his bag, a trash bag full of cosmetics and stuff, and literally pedals out the door. He'd done that repeatedly. They caught him a couple of days later, in part because it was so famous. But yes, it is something that it says everybody needs to do something about it. But, Patty, we have to keep an eye on it because this isn't the first time, and we have everybody saying they need to do something about it, but nothing seems to be getting done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.